Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday morning with the bishop, it's good to know Jesus. This broadcast go out for sister, also Sister Pearl Williams, who lost her husband. I want to say to you, Pearl, that no sorrow on earth that ever cannot heal. And this go out for Mother Bass and family right there in Chicago. I'm praying for you, Mother Bass. Hope you're listening, because I got a word for you. And I want to tell you, Pearl, I got a word for you. This morning, all is well. God is in divine order. And anytime you stand in divine order, God works. And I'm praying for you, Dr. Chris. I want to let you know all is well with you. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit going into 2022, Black History Month. Didn't I tell you every stem coming out? Here's the football player, all black, one coach. What I'm saying, the truth must come out of this racism and white supremacy that have been going on through the years. I got to talk about it, because the reason blacks are behind is because our ancestors and worked and didn't get paid. Let me say it again. Let me say that and make it very clear. And I'm talking Holy Ghost talk this morning. Black folks work in Mississippi in the cotton field. Black folks work in Louisiana, sugarcane field. In Virginia, in the tobacco field. They didn't get paid. They didn't get paid. They made America rich. Down south was rich. And turn for that, Congress, the Republican Congress, gave land to Europeans, gave money to Europeans. When blacks were right there, and they gave them reparations. Now, they talk about 6 million Jews that was murdered by Hitler. That was over 100 million people killed, black folks were killed by white folks. But y'all ain't talking about that. Now, if you know what your argument is, what you talking about, go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Look up the history of Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 300 blacks was killed, found a grave where 300 blacks were killed, raped, robbed, and killed. White folks did it. Hitler didn't do that. White folks did it. If the Jews said 6 million Jews were killed in concentration camps, 100 million blacks were killed, hung, lynched, brought on ship. We weren't in the boxcars. We was in the bottom of the ship. They killed us and threw us across the board. Oh, I want to be real. You talk about black history. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black woman. Let God wake you up to the truth. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to let the Holy Ghost, you can holler all you want to, but I'm going to tell you, fact is fact. Racism in our education system, in our, we see is in our health system. Look what happened to all the people dying. Okay? Now, we got racism all over the country. What I'm saying to you this morning, wake up and know your truth. Stop saying, oh, I'm an Italian, or I'm a Jew. No, I'm black. I come from Africa because my ancestors from Africa. Stand up to what you ought to be. Be successful. You are, God has made you the leader, the queen of the universe, and made the man the king of the universe, the God of the universe, and the queen of the universe, and you on dope. You on alcohol. You talking about you gay. All that crazy. Racist stuff. I'm gay. I don't see no dog saying he gay. I don't see no horse saying they gay. Now, how come you so intelligent that you got to be gay? Oh, I'm going to leave that alone because you don't want to hear that. Because you, well, the Bible, I'm going to quote this to you. Romans 1 and 26, look it up. Let me get it to you again. Romans 1 and 26, read it. God turned it over to a reprobate mind. Doing that thing which is unseen, that means you're going crazy. The stuff that's going on now is crazy stuff. The raping of the women. The killing of mamas and daddies. Because we know the guns were brought in. I'm working right now on telling you how Kobe got killed, murder. How Whitney got murdered. How Martin Luther King got murdered. How Malcolm got murdered. Y'all know, they just died. There was murder. A prince, he was on drugs. He was murdered. Michael, he was murdered. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel black history all over me. Thank you, God. And you, Sam Cooke was murdered instead of a good stage like a black woman killed. They always fix when it come time. Here's Whitney Houston, a master drug user. And you tell me she died in a tub, OD? That's a lie. Well, we know what's going on. Martin Luther King, the drum major for justice, he was killed in Memphis. People didn't want him to do what he needed to do. Marcus Garvey, the black civil rights leader, will run out of America, put in prison, run out of America. Anybody stand up for blacks, they get killed or go to jail. Okay? talk about Jeff Ford in jail. I can talk about Larry Hoover in jail. I can talk about my brother that was in the Black Panther up in, they're in jail right now in California, the Bloods and the Crips. Because they stood up, they said, we ain't going to take this. We want what belongs to us, to our ancestors. They're in jail or dead. Just now, they killed George Floyd, killed another young man. Now, we found out another young man, they broke in the house, shot the man, and go lie on the camera. The gun would point down, the man was undercover. In St. Paul, Minnesota, the murder keep on happening to our Black leadership. This is happening right now. Wake up. You can bury your head in the Bible if you want to. And tell them, I'm saved and sanctified. You saved and sanctified going to hell because you ain't dealing with the truth. We need some help in our medical community. We need some help in our education community. We need some help in racism. Dr. Fred Anderson said that we need help in all communities. Dr. Henry Clark said racism is real and alive in America. Now you can preach, and these preachers, that pimping preachers, you know, all they want for money, they ain't doing nothing for the people. People gonna run them out the pulpit because we got to feed the people. You can't look for the government to feed it. Look, Biden won by the Black base. His base is Black. You know what he gonna give Black folks? A woman judge. What about the football player running down the football field? They can't even get a Black coach. Y'all better wake up and know 2022 gonna open up some more things. God said the floods and the storm. Let me ring my bell. God said the storms and the floods. Now I prophesied this, there would be storms and floods in the Midwest. Around Florida, there'll be 7 hurricanes like you never seen before. People got to leave and come inland. Ice storm throughout Mississippi, Texas already happened. A blizzard in Minnesota, Chicago, Ohio, in the Midwest. God is trying to get your attention, man. Woman, I don't know what you're doing, but God is trying to get your attention. I know you want me to preach and tell you he's going to come and get you. No, you got to wake up. Babies killing babies. Robbing and stealing because mothers ain't taking care of their children. Where your son and your daughter at 9 o'clock? You don't know where they at. What I'm saying, we got to wake up. Yeah, and the reality that we got to say, Dr. Christian, that we come out of slavery. Didn't nobody teach us. Didn't nobody give us no psychology. We learned ourselves. Didn't nobody come when we got off the ship, how to conduct yourself. What happened in North Carolina? What happened in Richmond, Virginia? They sold you, broke your family up. Trump did the same thing, but at some point he broke people up. And Trump going to tell you it's a lie that he won. When you know the Black base, the Black people put Biden in office. So Trump can't lie and say he took it. He mad because the Black people woke up, and said, let's go vote. Try to change the law. And the Republicans is still playing out of Hitler's playbook. I'm a preacher in a minute, but let me tell you what Hitler's playbook was racism, white supremacists, hate Black folk, hate Jew folk, and trying to make him a man. The Republican is playing out of Hitler's playbook. What do you think all these assault weapons in? Republican passed the bill for guns to be out in the Black community, in the ghetto. Here's a woman at the AM machine. She gets shot. Somebody shoot a mile from her and kill her. Now, what I'm saying to you, you got to wake up and take leadership. You got to wake up and say, wait a minute. We got to make this thing happen. I say. Yeah, I want to say this to you this morning. God is good. God is great to be praised. And all things is his divine order. I'm talking about divine order that God going to make things work. Get your coffee, get your tea, sit around, get where you can listen. COVID on its way out. They made it over in China. and I see China and Putin together. Trump loves Putin. Huh? Well, hey, the truth gonna come out. I say, east, west, north, south. Psalm 119, read it. I want you to get ready. God is saying that he's gonna open up a financial door for some of you. Let me give you some debt-free home. Debt-free. That you don't owe nobody. You can take money and go into treaty and flow. That's what I'm talking about. And your business will grow. Whatever going on is revealing to us about the hurt. It's revealing to us of what's been going on. And some of you said, well, Bishop, what I need to do? You need to stay in the oneness of God. You know, I want to say this. Since this is Black history, what happened? We didn't have no psychology to teach us. We got out to vote. We got out, they took us from Africa, brought us to Mississippi, Arkansas, put us with the dogs, put us with the cows, put us with the horses, made us work, sun up, sun down. Ain't you mad as hell to know that happened to your ancestors and you sitting back and you looking at what's happening to the football players? They can't even get a black coach. Here it is 100 years, we ain't got a black woman sitting on the Supreme Court. No justice, no peace. How can you get justice? Ain't nobody there representing you in the court. How can you get justice if nobody trying to make you economic? These major corporations, how many blacks they got on their board? How many blacks make decisions for black folks in a white corporation? Ain't happening till you get your own. I want to say what Stokely said. What Stokely said in Greenwood, Mississippi, black power. Let me say again, black power. Don't shut the TV off. Don't get scared until we have our own banks, our own money. Let me say it. I love saying black power in 2022. I ain't talking about no white folk. I'm talking about if in Tulsa, Oklahoma, if we'd have had black power there, it would have never been. Black folks just building monuments, have black bank business. White folks got some rifles, 200-300 come and kill all of them. But if you had black power, they couldn't do that. Because we got our own black police, got our own army, got our own watch system. How come Larry Hoover in jail? Because he was talking about building the black community up. That's why he in prison. They couldn't put no hit on him. They hit Fred Hampton, but they couldn't hit Jeff. They couldn't hit, I'm telling the story. They had a contract on Jeff Ford to kill him. They had a contract on Larry to kill him, but they couldn't because he had the soldiers around him. I was on the West Side with West Side Organization. They tried to kill people from West Side Organization. Lord, I know he's saying it's wrong. Oh, I never heard that. No. Look, the fake media is not going to tell you what's going on in your neighborhood. They charging you for, I tell you, you go buy a car, get the insurance. It's higher in the ghetto than it is in the suburbs. You, some of you got insurance, you got to go out to the suburb from your cousin and get the policy because it's so high in the city of Chicago, in the city of Detroit, in the city of Ohio, anywhere black at, everything is higher. I'm talking Holy Ghost now. This is really black history. Wake up. They killed Dr. King. And you said, well, he was fascinated. James Earl Ruddy ain't did it. James Earl Ruddy just a passive. It was the system that killed Martin. Or y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. But I want to say to you, as I get back in my spiritual thing, I have to do my little civil rights there.
I want to pray for you and you, those up in New York, Boston, Detroit, I was praying. Life being lost, God is able to bring you out. And I want to tell you, we're praying for three brothers in the jail, that political prison. God, as we come today, we come to ask for deliverance and healing all the way. That's what we come for. We come for spiritual breakthrough. Pray. We know God can do anything, but really there's no fear in God. Maryland. I pray for you. So I want to get my friend to let you telephone call and call as I pray. Psalm 21 and also Psalm 51. I want to share with you the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you that God is able to heal you in this doctor about new level. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa and Brother Joe. Miriam, I'm praying for you to stay in there, stay strong. My prophecy, all is well.
I just wanted to say that to you. That was one of our service what we did, and I would tell you, Mother Bass, drink your tea. The Lord said you're healed, you're gonna get healed. So everything is working in divine order. And I want to say to you, when you turn your Bibles, we're gonna very shortly give you a word, but I want you to understand where we at as people and what we're supposed to be doing. See, that's what you got to know, what's going on with us. And we got to understand what's going on with us now. That's Sister Rita Franklin.
In my
thank you, Rita. The reason I pray that song is remind me of God have to take our hand and carry us to the next level going in 2022. We have to come back together. We got to heal the wounds, the cuts and the shooting, the violence that's been going on in our neighborhood. And don't nobody see it because it's not happening on the north side. Not happening on the suburbs. It's happening on the inside of the city. So when Rita sang that song, I can imagine what Dr. King and her father went to Dr. C.L. Franklin trying to clean up Detroit. And Dr. King with people that didn't understand the killing of Medgar Evers, the killing of George Floyd, the killing of all the blacks down south that was killed and murdered and hung. Nobody championed them. Nobody said, you killed my grandson, killed my father, you shot my mother. And I want to say tonight, the right now, this morning, going into this new month, going into this new year, I'm looking for God to carry you to another level. I'm going to pray for your healing. Some of you having tumors, cataracts, cancer. And some of the cancer is because of this 4G. Some of the cancer is some of the medicine that the pharmaceuticals put out there. 9,000 people died of COVID. I think they said 9,000. But over 20,000 died of drug overdose. So we still got a drug problem in our churches, in our businesses. We still got a drug problem within the boundary of America. White people have been hiding it, but it's coming out now. It's more killing, it's more drug addiction in the suburbs. Function drug addict. You know, black folks can't do it because they ain't got the money. They robbed and steal, but white folks function drug addict. But what I'm saying this morning, reparation, and I want you to put that on your, put it in your Bible, reparation for the black man. Pay me what you owe my ancestors. Grandma, great-grandma worked to put you in college, put you in school. Now you done turned and then went over on the other side. And one person, oh, that don't pertain to us. It pertains to everybody black. It don't pertain to no, it don't pertain to nobody come from Hawaii. It pertains to people that come from Africa. And it pertains to white, to black folks. White folks tell y'all it ain't happened to you. But they still tell you about 6 million Jews that Hitler put in the boxcars and he burned. He burned them up. Hitler did that. Hitler was a racist. He was evil. Now, let me flip the script. The white folks that robbed blacks and killed blacks in Arkansas, Mississippi, in Illinois, and burned them at the stake, so let's go to a party. Let's go to a picnic to see a black burn and hung. So what the difference? Evil is evil. So white folks got to repent, and they can't say, well, I'm uncomfortable. You uncomfortable with what your great-grandfather, great-grandmother did? They were sinful, they was evil, and they wasn't right. So you can repent by helping lifting them brothers up. Right, that's what needs to happen. This is Aretha, and I want Aretha to say it pretty. That was Dr. King used to say, Aretha sang it pretty. Now, we was at Ebenezer Church. We had Mount Pinnacle Church.
In memory of my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I'd like to sing one of his favorites, a song that he'd always request. A song with long, strong arms that rocked him in the cradle of ages. Precious Lord, thank you.
God bless you. That was Aretha Franklin. When you were saying that, the spirit come to me that you can't afford to die without doing something. You can't afford to let all that our ancestors worked for, your mama, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, that you come too far to sit down now and let people come over from other countries, take over your neighborhood. You can't get a loaf of bread in your neighborhood. You can't get no milk in your neighborhood. And we have to go back into business. We got to go back. Black men got to go back in business. Black women got to go back into business. People in the stores don't look like you. You got young folks don't even know how to look. See black, what happened. The only thing we got going in the black community is a black funeral home. They're making all kind of money. Stop the killing, save the babies. Let me say it again. Stop the killing, save the babies. What I'm saying to you is a lot of people. So Dick Gregory said, Bishop, it's chemtrails out there. And the CIA and the FBI giving guns to our babies. They're going to shoot their mamas and dads. It's happening. It's happening right before our eyes. And Dick Gregory said that. It happened. But I want to say to you this morning, all is well. I'm praying for you, Mother Cook. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, and I told you, that I see healing. I see healing. I see God bless them, open up some doors. And I want to tell you that Muriel, and I want to tell Mother Bass, Mother Bass, you can't afford to come out. You ain't ready to go. Now you can't go nowhere. God got a work for you to do. And I want to tell you this morning, wherever you might be, I'm praying for you, Bright Star, who called me earlier this morning. And I want to say, Brother Sam told me about the killing up in Minnesota. Now, we don't need to defund the police. We need to take the money they give and set up some health centers, some mental centers. That's what we need. And we need community police. You got somebody come in, they know the man. They come in and shot the man. They don't even know his name. They don't know. Was he a doctor, a lawyer? They seen a black man. George Floyd, they seen a black man. Mecca F, a black man. Long as they play color, you're going to have black being killed. And I want to say in Chicago, so many black women have come up missing. And the newspaper, the fake news in Indiana, left in Illinois. Left on the road of Minnesota. We have to be able to get ourselves together to protect the black women that come up missing, the doctors, the lawyers. That's what we got to do. You know, it's important to talk about racism, white supremacy is real in America. I want to tell you, going into Black History Week, it ain't black if you don't understand that you got to know something, step up and walk. White folks ain't gonna never save you. Black folks got to save black folks. And this is what y'all, you know, black folks get, they said, and you know, look like they're scared of real power. Black lives matter. Now, black power matter. When you got the power to go downtown and buy a house, you got the power to be in your business. That's what matters. The black power matter, well, you ain't got to call no other race. But your own race. That's what black power is. Black life don't mean nothing. Black power is the power. The ownership of owning your business. How many car dealerships, many Cadillacs and Fords we buy? How many factories that we got, that many trucks that own security coming in? Huh? Somebody come and take the standing army. See what I'm saying? What happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma? Let me tell you what happened. They didn't have no black army. If they had a black army, that would have never happened. It took 100 years for Biden to come down. Obama didn't come. The reason Biden come, because he was from the black base. We made Biden black folk. That's his base. And if I'm your base, you got to help me. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying. The reason Tulsa, Oklahoma came is because they didn't have no soldiers. If you got a business, you got to have your own security. If you ain't got your security, somebody come and take what you got. See what happened? Now, I'm going to deal with this and I'm through with it. Hitler killed 6 million Jews, put them in boxcars and burned them. The white man put us in a ship from Africa, killed us, raped us, and burnt us, and bred us like pit bulls, like animals, and they don't want to say that you are a man now. This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with racism, standard racism right now in America. But because you are God and you are goddess, you can overcome it. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. You know, the religious community mess you up. But I'm trying to tell you, man, God, you are the God of the universe. You are the goddess of the universe. When you walk into your goddess ship, when you walk into your ship, God gonna bless you. I'm praying for those that got cancer. No, let me hit on that. Growing nothing. What happened? We getting processed food. Food from them other countries, poison. We got the salmonella, all of that, because we don't process our food. We got to go back and put that meat down and go back to vegetables. Go back to green beans. Go back to our own farm. And I know I'm talking to somebody. Reason you got that excess in your stomach, then you got that cancer, people cutting on you. It ain't about cutting people doing all that stuff on you. We don't have enough doctors, black doctors. We don't have enough black nurses. We sure don't. All we got black playing football and basketball. Little kids, I want to be a basketball player. I want to be a football player. What about the doctors and the lawyers? The lawyers we got, they don't sit down. The lawyers don't sit down. And we're talking about people in prison that don't supposed to be there right now. I say. I want to take time out to say, if you got a need, man, if you go to my website, www.abrahamyosite.com. And I want to tell you, I want one somebody to give me a testimony. Dr. Krishna, I want to give me a testimony. Get ready, Dr. Krishna. I want you to give a testimony because it's black history. You should know something. If you don't know about your grandmother, know about how your grandmother struggled, how they struggled just to get a house. How they come up from Mississippi to go to St. Louis, to come to Chicago, to Detroit. They're trying to get a better life. You can sit down and come out of me. You ain't made it yet. Let me go. Dr. Chris, I'm waiting on your testimony. I know you didn't know I was coming. Give us a testimony. We went on his testimony this morning.
God bless everyone.
Okay, talk a little louder. We hear you.
God bless everyone this morning. I'm just glad to be alive. I always have somebody else's testimony put out in the universe in case someone needs to have encouragement. You know, for people that's going through the scares and the fears of COVID, afraid to do anything, go anywhere, think you're going to die because once you get it, you need to understand that life can't, it's just up to you and your health and what time is going on in your life. My best friend had stage 4 cancer and survived COVID. Stage 4 cancer. And he survived COVID. If that ain't encouraging somebody to get their lives and move on with their life and do something productive with their life, if people depressed and unhappy because they done got caught up with not having faith, with not standing on what God told you. You know, and I understand we get weak and we want to give up, but this man, this is my friend. He had 4 stage cancer and survived COVID because so many people are so fearful. And the testimony is he's alive. He's sustaining. He made it through with cancer. And if he can make it through 4 cancer, you can make it. Start your life. Get your life back. That's my testimony. We need to get our lives back. We done gave up so easy because they done told us to stay at home and don't touch nobody and stay distant. That's my testimony for today. Don't give up.
That was Dr. Christian, and she didn't know I was going to call her for testimony, but glad she had a testimony. I want to say to you, I'm going to pray for those that are sick, those at home, those that lost loved one in COVID, those that don't understand what's going on. I forgot to tell you we're in a cyber warfare. We're in a psychological warfare. We're embodied by witches and warlocks and evil at the core. And that's what we're dealing with. The Ark of the Covenant trying to bring us back. I got a book called The Miracles of Jesus. I want to say to you, prophecy. Sister Regina prophecy, some of it I didn't put in the book. I want to give it to you personally. Some of the prophecy that's going to be happening in 2022. You're going to see flying cars. Maybe you might have bought one. You got you a flying car set in your garage to fly. You're going to see machines hooked up to your body and check out all your body existence. We're getting ready to take organs from pigs and horses. Putting people, all kind of sciences is taking place. Cloning. You don't look up, you might see somebody look just like you. Got your DNA, cloning. This is some of the stuff people are going to be doing, cloning. This is some of the stuff that they be going to be cloning. Sister Regina, I hope you got the prophecy. Because next week, I'm praying for everybody. We're going to put a prayer list. I want for this month out, I want you to get your prayer list where we can pray for people that's on your prayer list. Pray for your ancestors. Pray that your life much better. And I don't care where you've been, what you're doing, it's time for you to get your family back together, your brother, your sister, you need to get back together. And begin to pray, because nothing but evil broke them up. Nothing but evil. So you got to turn that evil stuff around. I don't know, but I said in my prophecy, I said that would be UFO sighted. And I said that would, in my prophecy, I said that would be also cyber warfare. People getting ready to go out of space. Rich folks gonna pay millions of dollars just to leave this planet. They're looking for another planet. They're looking for somewhere else to go because they want to deal with the truth, the reality. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish. I'm talking about Master Musa, the trillion flow, big money, debt free. Your business going to grow. I'm telling you that. So I want you to get ready. It might seem like it's dark and desolate, but out of the darkness come light. Out of the light come darkness. I wish I had somebody. So I want you to let the oneness of God in your life and let things work for you. Literally, Gina, let me see if I have enough. God bless you this morning. On March the 1st, I will be over at Dr. Alexander Church up on the north side. He having his grand opening back. His church been closed. But but he's going to open it back up on March the 1st. And I want to be there with the grand opening. And March is St. Michael. Anyway, St. Michael the Angel. And we'll be there at the church right there on the north side on Harlem. Yeah. One of the oldest churches in the neighborhood. Dr. Marvin Edwards family, founder and pastor. Been there for 40 years, doing a good job. So I will be there. I encourage you to come. You come in and sign the book. That you sign in the book, you ain't going to let nothing turn you around from God. God will open the door for you. And God will open that door for you, and he's going to break yoke for you. I just want somebody to know God can do anything but fail. There's no failure in God. Let me say that again. There's no failure what God can do for you. And whatever God do, he'll open the door for you. God, and when God opens the door for you, you get ready to let God touch you in a special way. I want to hear from Dr. King, too. But I want to... Regina, is you on the line? I don't know if she's on or not, but you know, a lot of people on here. I'm calling her name out. Thank you, God, Spirit. I got a message for you. All is well. So what I'm saying to you, get ready for God to. I hear you. I can hear you a little bit. You speak a little louder. I'm glad that you come on this Sunday. We didn't have nothing prepared, but I want people to call in and give me their name so I can put their name on the prayer list. Right now, we got Mother Bass, we got Mother Pearl, and we got so many on the list, but I'm going to let Regina read it on Sunday morning. We'll come on reading the prayer list. Where you can get a prayer, send that home, bring your coffee, because prayer, Sister Lisa, I'm praying for you and Joe, and I want to tell you, Sister Lisa, the Spirit told me, Joe Hot Rib from Louisiana, yeah, Joe Hot Rib from Barbecue from Louisiana, and that's going to work for him. God bless you. I want you to know you can't stop praising God. You can't stop. See, when Dr. King talked about Paul's letter, Paul said about what's going on, what would Dr. King say about all this stuff, all the work he done did, lots of blacks went other places and went other ways. But I'm going to take this time right now praying for you. Father God, we come this morning not because we're so holy, not because we're so right. We come humble. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God of the universe, God that make everything. Touch that man, touch that woman, touch that boy, that girl, those that lost loved ones, those that lost husband, wife, sister, brother, those that are struggling to be healed. Oh, devil, lose your hope. Lose your hope off of their mind, off their body. Heal in the name of the Almighty. God of the wind, the God of the water, God of the universe. God that will give you the increase. I'm praying for increase. I'm praying for harvest. That new heart, that new liver, that new kidney. Whatever you need, God got it. He's going to get it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. In Jesus' name. In the name
of America, Christian, all that America,
Dr. King,
I would like to share with you an imaginary letter from the pen of the Apostle Paul. The quote Mark reveals that it comes
distance the spiritual end How many people have been there?